Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we're getting back to our Hidden Gems series. Hidden Gems is a series where we dig deep to find some spicy, underplayed cards in the format of Commander. And as we continue our trip around the color pie, well, it's finally time to get to green. And while it's true that green has gotten better and better at drawing cards recently, whether through repeatable card draw effects like Beast Whisperer, rewarding you for playing your creatures, to one-off draw effects like Rishkar's Expertise, which has quickly become a format staple, green has had it pretty good lately. But it still doesn't quite have that same level of repeatable card draw payoffs that colors like blue do in cards like Rhystic Study or Mystic Remora. The hidden gem I want to talk about this week gets a little bit closer to achieving that level of card draw consistency for green. And our hidden gem this week is Compost. Compost is an enchantment for one and a green, which reads, whenever a black card is put into an opponent's graveyard from anywhere, you may draw a card. Important rules note, take a close look at how that card is worded. It has to be a black card, which means that, unfortunately, tokens do not count for this. All the other cards, though, whether they be creatures, whether they be enchantments, whether they be instants or sorceries, all of those are fair game as far as Compost is concerned, as long as they are black when they go into the graveyard. So let's just take a quick moment and remind ourselves exactly what black likes to do in games of Commander. They like to reanimate things. They like to sacrifice things. And generally, they're just going to play around in the graveyard for value in a lot of black decks. Let's also not forget that cards like Reap are no longer hidden gems because the Command Zone showed how effective they can be in a Game Nights episode. And now Reap sees play in almost three times as many decks as Compost. I think that may be wrong, so let's talk about where Compost can be really effective. The floor for this card in most metas is fairly high if you can reliably expect a member of your playgroup to be on a black deck with it. Jake. Currently, EDHREC.com reports that there are 241,943 decks which include black in their color identity. Compared to other colors, that makes black second only to blue in terms of how well represented it is in Commander's color identities at tables for Commander dames around the world. As we look across EDHREC to try to identify where Compost currently sees play, it starts to become clear that it's gained some favor in value-oriented CEDH decks, which are trying to play for the long game. Rurik Thar the Unbowed seeks to lock out games with a commander or any other number of stacks pieces like Possibility Storm, which can almost completely lock other CEDH decks out of the game as they're reliant on casting non-creature spells. Vile Smasher and Thrasios Triton Hero are often used as commanders in a shell called Curious Control, another CEDH archetype which uses cards like Curiosity on Vile Smasher as a repeatable source of card draw to maintain parity while trying to go over your opponents and control the board. Timna the Weaver and Tana the Bloodsower are partners in the famous Blood Pod archetype, another stacksy CEDH deck that combines Hate Bears with card draw off of Timna to stay ahead of opponents, and where a card like Compost would help to maintain card parity, particularly in CEDH when so many opponents are going to be using their efficient black tutors to look for answers to the board state that you have assembled. But when we're stepping away from CEDH tables, where can we really start to apply this card? The card really starts to shine when your deck is a value deck that wants to take a more controlling role at the table. Marin of Clan Nel'Thoth, I'm looking at you here. Looping all of those edict creatures like Fleshbag Marauder in and out of the graveyard probably means you're sending lots of creatures to the graveyard, and Compost probably belongs in more than 51 out of your total 3,218 decks on EDHREC.com. Also, decks that are leaning into milling opponents as a win condition, remember, Compost doesn't really care how the black card got into the graveyard, whether it got there because it was a black permanent that got destroyed, whether it was a black spell like an instant or sorcery that resolved off the stack and then went to the graveyard, or if you simply milled it out of their deck with a build such as the Muldrotha Persistent Petitioners deck that are getting more and more popular. Why are only two of these Muldrotha Persistent Petitioners decks running Compost? It's practically a free roll in the deck. It also feels like a shoo-in with a lot of Enchantress decks, particularly those that are lacking blue, as this card will both trigger card draw off of your Enchantresses, and then it will act as another source of card draw, if, and honestly when, you lose your board of Enchantresses. especially if you happen to be losing your enchantresses to board wipes. And then at the same time, the black players are losing their creatures as well, and, well, it seems like a really good way to break parity on those board wipes that are so common at so many tables across all of Commander. Karametra, God of Harvest Enchantress decks in particular seem like they would want compost, or maybe Sigarda, Host of Herons. And sure enough, in 100% of the decks running compost, all of them are also running the relevant enchantresses found in green and white. But you'd think there would be more than a total of 10 combined decks across both of these commanders who are playing enchantress-type styles. So in summary, compost is a really great card that deserves to see play outside of some niche CDH inclusions. It has a very powerful effect on the game, allowing you to draw cards very easily without necessarily always raising your level of threat. Unlike a card like Rhystic Study or Mystic Remora, you're not constantly asking, did you pay the 1? Did you pay the 4? You're simply drawing your card whenever a black card is going into the graveyard. Now, certainly, metagames that don't include a lot of black decks, or decks that only have a small amount of black in them, it's not always the best choice for it. But I've been talking with Jake a lot recently, and he's currently working on trying to fit a combo called Shadow Bag into some of his decks, which means there's going to be a lot of black cards being discarded, and cast, and sacrificed, and discarded, and I'm pretty sure I can get some value out of this in more than a few of my green decks. Do you have any other hidden gems, particularly in the color of green? Be sure to leave a comment, send us an email, or add us on Twitter. Until next time, I'm John, this is Gemstone Mine, take care.
You can reach the crew from Gemstone Mine on Twitter at GemstoneMineMTG or send us an email at GemstoneMinePodcast@gmail.com. On YouTube, we're Gemstone Mine Podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.